Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg, who is chasing the ball. Kyler reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sparrer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sparrer. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Blair moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Shirtle now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair scores. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Shirtle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirtle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got one RBI. Kyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm is hit by the pitch. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schertl can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-1 in the game. Chatham hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Richborg reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richborg moves to third. Bill Schertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schertl is 0-for-1 in the game. Schertl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Richborg scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Cubs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Cronin now catching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 2 in the game. Chatham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Cubs. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Richborg moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Richborg scores. It's 10-4, Cubs. Bill Schertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schertl is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schertl strikes out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. McGuire moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chatham strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.